Okay, today's daf is Erech and Daf Vav. Erech and Daf Vav, just one ha'ara on yesterday. Yesterday we asked a question on Ham and Aleph. Had there could be a question and a teku about a question that we answered already. It seems like that's what it is. I try to look around for chilukim between the cases, but really on Ham and Aleph, the question of whether you say nidon bechvodo by a person for kochei damel mizbeach. So that is a question that's the first take on Ham and Aleph, and it seems to be the brisa that was brought earlier that we just said, oh, he didn't know about it, and then he heard about it. So maybe it's somewhat unusual that there's a teku to a question that was already been answered. Okay, anyway, let us continue on today's daf. Hey, Amibes, we are towards the bottom. We are up to Rebbe Yehuda. We are in the machlokas between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir about what a non-Jew, an Ovid Kochavim, is included in the parsha of Erechim, but in which direction? On the one hand, Rebbe Meir says that an Ovid Kochavim can be ne'erach and non-ma'arich. You could give his value, but you can't. He can't evaluate himself. He can't be ma'arich. And Rebbe Yehuda says the opposite. The question is why? So the Gemara basically quotes Psukim. It's not specifically related to any svaras given. I say, why should the... might have said that the non-Jew can give a karban, so too, Erechin is kind of like a karban, or a nerach, because it has to do with any value of a person. Either way, the Gemara seems pretty clear that it is based on psukim and not based on svaras. Then we mentioned the sheet of the Rambam and the Ravid, Machlokas and Erechin, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, whether... we paskin like Rebbe Meir or Rebbe Yehuda. The Rambam does paskin like Rebbe Meir. Pash is because of this Gemara that Rava says. Rebbe Meir mistavra. Mashenkin the Ravid says that no. What do you mean? That Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, like Rebbe Yehuda. You always go by the general rule. And the Ketzer Mishnah points out that the Rambam says you only go by the general rule if you have no other choice, if you have no other evidence. But if you have a Shita Gemara that's saying explicitly the opposite, so then you would go by the opposite. Okay, so now we continue. What does each of these Tanaim do with the other ones, Psukim? So, V'Rebbe Yehuda. Not sure if we read this yesterday, but we'll start from there. V'Rebbe Yehuda, about 6 lines up from the bottom. Hai lo lachem v'lanu mai avilei. Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that a non-Jew can be ma'arich. So what does he do with the pasuk that seems to say that we excluded them from giving towards the Beis HaMikdash? So what does he do with that pasuk? So Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rabimi, the Erko Nignas. What does that mean? When Rabbi Yehuda says that a non-Jew can be ma'arich, that does not mean you can go all the way and be in the regular parsha of Erechin, and you give that Erech to the Beis HaMikdash. No, Erko Nignas. We collect it, and we don't use it. It's in the middle. He's mechuyev, but he's in the parsha, but we don't use it. Right, Rashi says in the first word line, kadosh v'nignaz, da'asir bahana. So you're right, we don't use it. But he's in the parsha of Erechin. That's unusual. That's called marich. You can be marich, we collect it, and yet we don't use it. But that's what Yehuda holds. Says the Gemara, ela me'ata lo yimalubo. If it's something that we collect, but we don't get hana'a from, and it just has to be disposed of, so we shouldn't violate the Isra of Me'ila when it comes to it. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says, Chamesh Chata'os, it should be Ditanya, it's a Braisa, Chamesh Chata'os Hamesos, the 5 Chata'os Mesos, the 5 Karbanos Chata'os, that lost their connection to their owner, and therefore there is a Halacha Moshe Misinai, that they have to be left to die. The abbreviation is Timna. Timna, right? Tumuras chatas, mischapra ba'acher, vlad chatas, right? Vitimna, vita, vlad chatas, tumuras chatas. All the 5 mentioned in the past. We'll have it again at length in the Mishnah, Mishnayos, and Tumura. Talk all about the chatos mesos. So if you have 5 chatos mesos, they're not usable. They're usur. Uma'os ha'holchos de'yam ha'melach. And any other time that you have money that has to be deposited and thrown into the yam ha'melach, lo nehenev lo ma'olin. There's an Isra D'Rabbanan L'Chadchila to get Hana from those items, but there's no Isra Me'ila. Isra Me'ila is a function of the Hishtamshus. Right? There's no other Isra of Hishtamshus except for the fact that it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. But if there's any other Isra, so then there shouldn't be Me'ila. So, Allah Matanya, why did we learn in the Brisa, Gav B'Kachi Ovdei Kochavim, why did we learn B'Med Dvar Mamur and B'Kachi Mizbeach? You see, by the kashi bedek abayis of a non-Jew, there is the iser of meila. So why here? How could Rabbi Yehuda say the erko nignaz? If it's nignaz, so then we should say that there is no iser of meila. That is the question. So answers the Gemara. You're right. Ela Amarava, really, Rabbi Yehuda holds like we thought he held. Marech means it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. What is it, Marech? Marech means Nignaz? No, it doesn't. Marech means it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Aye, so what does it mean that in the Pasuk of Lo Lachem V'Lanu, we don't want you to participate? So, El Amarava Mishum Rifyon Yadayim Hu. Because of the weakness of the hand. Rifyon Yadayim. What does that mean? Dechsev, Ayihi Am Haaretz, Merapin Yidei Am Yehuda, Umavahalim Osam Livnos. They were causing them to be soft and weak. If the non-Jewish source is involved in the building of the Mikdash, we're worried that they're doing it for ulterior motives. They're trying to take a position so that they could delay, so that they could eventually maybe talk to the king, to take back the authorization to be able to build it. That's why we don't want them to be involved in the process, because there's a good chance they're going to cause problems. So in the bottom line in Rashi, Sheyismechu shlo ayim eskavnen letova, el sheyismechu gam aleihem, veyishmu leitzasam, veim ya'achru habinyin, ad sheyasibu eslev koresh, shlo avnoso. They're going to try to convince Koresh, that's why they weren't allowed there. Not because per se, a non-Jew cannot be marech. A non-Jew can be marech, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't want them involved in the binyin Beis HaMikdash, because there's a good chance that they're there to cause problems. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir go across the board, in terms of what their shitas are, in terms of marech and erach, and there's a special din. Rabbi Yehuda says that they shouldn't be involved. Okay, when you want to get something done, you ask one or two people. The less people involved, they'll get it done. The more people, and you know what their kavanas are, you know, could cause more problems. Okay, next says the Gemara. Tana, top of the Amud. Tana chada. One Brisa says that an Obikochavim that was misnadi to give a nedava to the Bedek Abayis, we say Makablin, we accept it. Vatanya Idach in Makablin. The other Brisa says we're not Makabel. So Steer and Brises. So says the Gemara. Let's try to come up with an answer. Amar Abila, Amar Abiyochanan, Lokasha Habatchila Habasof. This is at the beginning, this is at the end. Before we figure out exactly what that means, a better question is that we could have given a different answer, a more simpler answer. Top Tosfos, the Intomar, but listening, our Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't you say Meir Rabbi Yehuda? What we just said is a machlok. This is a machlok in the Mishnah. So isn't that obvious, Meir Rabbi Yehuda? So Tosfos gives an answer that it sounds like that they're both like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Tosfos works it out. But the Gemara gives it a different answer. It depends if it's Batchila or Basof. What does that mean? Rashi has two opinions. First, Rashi says, Bitchila means Bitchilas Habinyin. At the beginning of the process, so then we say you can't be Makabel because of the Chashash that we just said. This is within Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Because we're worried that L'Rifyon Yadayim Miskavnim, soft of hands. And L'Basof, at the end, when it's just L'Bedek Abayis, there's already a functioning Beis HaMikdash, just for temple upkeep, then no problem. What's the problem? There's no chash that they have any ulterior motives. What are they going to try to do? So therefore, we say that we accept. By the way, Rifyon Yadayim comes up by Jews also. Talking about Rifyon Yadayim here by non-Jews. Where does Rifyon Yadayim come up? Comes up by Rifidim. When B'nai Yisrael, in a couple of weeks, in Yisro, Chazal said, Ve'yisum e'Rifidim, Evo Midbar Sinai. So Ve'yisum e'Rifidim, so Rashi quotes, and the Arachayim HaKadosh expands on it, Rafu Yadayim in HaTorah. They were weak. Rafu Yadayim, and that was why Amalek was able to come to them, but that's Rifyon, Rafidim, Rafu Yadayim. So here too we have it. So, first shot of Tchila and Sof is during the building and the construction itself. There's a difference between the building and the construction. Lishna Achrina, the second Sharashi says, maybe different times in history. Bitchila, originally, Kishelo Haisa Imasa Shalav Dikachavim Aleihem. Originally, when they weren't, the aim of the Ovdikachavim weren't upon us, Ema Kablin. They weren't Makabal, meaning we weren't scared of them. So that's what we could accept. We didn't have to accept that originally. But later on and during the history, we had to be Makabal Mishum Ema. We were more scared of them, so we had to accept it. Rashi does not like that pshat. He likes the first pshat. Because, what do you mean, during all of Bayashani, we had Ema Aleinu. And it got worse and worse. Then it got better. I'm sorry, it got, where you call it? Ve'notanta, I'll call you may Bayashani. I say Ema Sotikachavim Aleim. Ubitchilasa Yosem Yisofo. Right, it was the opposite. So you're telling me that Sofo, oh, they were more scared? No, it was the opposite. They were more scared at the beginning. So therefore, says Rashi, I only like the first pshat. First pshat meaning, difference between building the Mikdash and the functioning of the Mikdash each day. Is there any difference in halacha that you could find besides this? difference between building and daily functioning. So there is an important machlokes in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, the Hakdam of the Egle Tal discusses this machlokes, and that is, how do we know what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? L'sasakom malacha, we have no idea what that means. We know it from the juxtaposition twice of the Mishkan next to Shabbos in the Torah. And therefore, whatever they did in the Mishkan every day, we are not allowed to do on Shabbos. So what does it mean what they did in the Mishkan? Does that mean what they did in the Mishkan when they built the Mishkan? Or what they did in the Mishkan, meaning they had to make the curtains, they had to, everything, startup costs, so to speak. When the Tchila, the building of the Mishkan, or is it no, the daily functioning of the Mishkan? And there's differences in what act we suggest happened in the Mishkan that is the model for what we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. There's differences. So that is a major machlokas we've shown him between Rav Haigon and everybody else. All right, most hold that the source for Shabbos is the Binyan HaMishkan. Whatever malachas they did in the building of the Mishkan, that is what we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Rav Haigon holds otherwise. Rav Haigon says, no, it has to do with the daily functioning of the Mishkan, where malachas also took place. As a machlokas, Rashi quotes Rav Haigon in the middle of Masechah Shabbos, I think in the Tzadiks and Tzadis. And the Egle Tal in his Akdama discusses. But again, that's another example where we see the difference between the building and the daily functioning. Says the Gemara note now, getting back to our Brisa. So do we say that a guy, Obik Achavim, could be no day to bet the Gabbais or not? So we said it depends. If it's during the construction, so then no. If it's during the daily functioning, then we say yes. Damar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bitrila, Rashi's first shot. When it comes to the building, Afilu Mayim Umelachim Mekalamehem, you don't even accept water and salt, which don't even have the status of food for various halachas, for Erevin, Vod. Besof, but at the end, when they just give something during the daily functioning, you accept anything that cannot be easily identified. Right? Would it be appropriate for somebody to come to the base of English and say, hey, look, there's so-and-so's rock, referring to an Ovi Kochavim. You don't want that in the base of English. So you could accept. What does davar hamesuyam mean? Amar of Yosef, kegon amakalya orev. Davar mesuyam is an easily identifiable item, an ama, the ama of Kalya Orev. What is the ama of Kalya Orev? On the top of the Beis HaMikdash, anybody ever learned, Maseches Midos, you know, the top of the Beis HaMikdash was pointy. There were sharp arrows going up on the top of the Beis HaMikdash, so birds wouldn't come down and sit there and leave their own waste. So that is why on the top of the Mikdash, you could have said, Kadosh Baruch Hu will do a nes, birds won't come, but no. So they had the Amma of the Kalya Orev, the raven Kalya. Kalya is a trap. Right? So Kalya Orev, the place where Beit HaKela is a jail. So Amma Kalya Orev, the Amma of the Kalya Orev, that is something recognizable and Musuyam, and then if they give that, everybody would be able to notice that it comes from them, so therefore we'd rather, that is called a Dover Musuyam that we wouldn't accept from them. Period. What? So Nicanor, was Nicanor Jewish? Chori Nicanor was Jewish. Chori was Jewish. Right, those are the only doors that they didn't plate over because of the nace that occurred. Can't believe that would a nace occur like that. I think that, I don't know if we know for sure, but I think Nicanor was. I have to look at the Gemara again. But I think he was Jewish. Masav Rav Yosef. Right, the Gemara talks about the amazing communities in Alexandria. I think he was from Mitzrayim. I think the Gemara says that. Anyway, so Masav Rav Yosef. The Igeres El Asaf, Shomer HaPardes, Ashel HaMelech, Pasuk in Nehemiah. The letter that was sent to Asaf, the head of the Pardesim. Rashi quotes, this is, the context is talking about Nehemiah, in the second base of Mikdash, Nehemiah and Ezra, asking for help to build the second base of Mikdash, and they sent it to Koresh, and Koresh was going to help. He was not Jewish. Right, he was a Persian king, he was a king. Right, some say he was the son of Esther and Achashverosh. So Amarlei, Abaya, so you see there, they did ask for help, even in the Binyan. I thought we said you don't ask for help in the Binyan, I'll accept. So Amarlei, Abaya, Shiny Malchusa, Delo Hadrabe. Why don't you accept for help? What did we say before? The chashash of Rifyon Yadayim. They're going to commit, then they're not going to commit, they're going to try to just delay, they're going to play games. If the Malchus guarantees something, we're not choshesh, that they're going to retract. If it's an individual, okay, but here's the Malchus. The Malchus were not worried that they're going to retract Lo Hadrabe, even though in reality, if you look in Navi, they were. But we don't see Choshesh that they would retract. Damar Shmuel, Yomar Malchusa, Akrana Ture. If the Malchus says we're going to uproot the mountain, Akar Ture, Lo Hadrabe. They're going to uproot it, and they're not. You don't have to be worried that they will be Choserba. Okay, that is the difference in Halacha in terms of accepting. But Lamaisa, remember that we accept Karbanos from a non-Jew. So Karbanos of a non-Jew, Karban Ola, right? Remember the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, right? Theoretically, if Bar Kamsa wouldn't have put the mum in the Dokin Sheva Ayin, we would have accepted the Karban. But it's just that he created a Bal Mum. But otherwise, we would have accepted it. Okay, you could say that Adam and Noach and all of those, what status do they have? Right? That's the big Hakir and the Achronim. They have the status of Bnei Noach. So those are also rayas that you could accept Karbanos, and they could bring Karbanos from non-Jews. Vayter. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda, who is a Talmud of Rav and of Shmuel, here says the name of Rav. Ovik Ochavim Shehifrish Truma Mikiryo. A non-Jew who's Mafrish Truma. What's the halach of a non-Jew Mafrish Truma? From his own property, from his own silo. Botkin Oso. You check. E Bedas Yisrael Hefrisha. Tidas Yen LaKohen. If Bida'as Yisrael Efrisha, what does that mean? Rashi says it means he had in mind that it should go to the Kohen, the same place where a Jew would have in mind where his Truma should go. He learned the Halachas, but he's still a non-Jew. And the assumption is, this is according to the Manda Amar of Ein Kinyan La'akum Lafkiya Midei Trumas Amaisras, right, but there is some status to his Truma. So if he had in mind exactly what a Jew would have in mind, so then Tina's in the Kohen. So you give it to the Kohen. It can be called Truma. V'ilav. And if not, then you're at least besuffic. And therefore, te'una geniza, chayshin Hashem ablibol ha-shamayim. You don't know what he was thinking deep down. Maybe deep down he was thinking, even though he doesn't say that now. So therefore, you cannot just say it's meaningless what he did, but you can't trust that he was kavan al-shamayim either. So maybe he does not have the status of real truma, and therefore, you just have to be gonezit. Te'una geniza. Rashi says, te'una geniza, v'asura b'hana'a, the chayshin Hashem ablibol ha-shamayim l'shem hekdesh. Which is stretching this not only from truma but also to hekdesh, right? Maybe he had in mind, and therefore you're not sure, and therefore you just have to hide it. Then Rashi adds in something not found in the Gemara. Rashi adds in this halacha is only bizman hazeh, ubizman hazeh askinan to hekdesh aser b'hana. Because by hekdesh, what's the downside? That it's hekdesh. So why would you have to be gonizit? Bizman hazeh hekdesh aser b'hana, like we had in Bechoros that we're not makdesh or marach bizman hazeh. But Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash, one wouldn't have to be gonezit. That is the sheet of Rashi. If you look in the Rambam does not give off the impression that this is limited at all. The Rambam just quotes the halacha of Manas Aniyim Cheshes, quotes the halacha of, that's quoted here, and he does not limit it to Bizman HaZeh. Maybe he says, no, there's something faulty in the Hakdasha or the Hafrasha, Bimahus, and not specifically because it is Bizman HaZeh. Okay, so that is the din of Rav Yehuda Marav. The Rav Kacham that it's Mafresh Truma, then you have to check. If it's L'shem Shemayim, then fine. And if it's not L'shem Shemayim, you have to be Gonezit. Meisvei. Sorry? What about Tuma? A non-Jew cannot be Metame. Non-Jew is not Metame, so you don't have to worry about that. Meisvei. Ovi Kachavim, Shehis Nadev Kora. Let's say Ovi Kachavim is Nadev Kora. Shidun Kubetz adds in L'beis HaKnesses. Talking about a shul. It's not being Nadiv Korah too. Now we're going comparing Beis HaMikdash now to Beis HaKnesses. We're comparing the halachas. V'shem kasiv alei. And I guess he thought that this is what a Jew would want. He wrote Shem Hashem on a piece of wood and he gave it to a shul and he said, here, this is for the shul. You allowed to use that? So says the Gemara, both can also. You have to check. Im Amar Badas Yisrael Hifrishta, if Frashite, so Yogud, if you say that it's L'shem Shamayim, yes, he wants to give it, so fine, wonderful, you can use it. Good Kavanas, you just gotta cut out the name of Hashem, Yogud. Gotta cut it out. You don't want the shame of Hashem staring at you on the wall as one is davening. Right? That's not, it's a Gnai. Who knows what they're, shouldn't have Shem Hashem there. It's not in a sitter. Right? Shouldn't have it hanging. But the Isra, is there an Isra Hana by that Shem Hashem? What if you put the board on the ceiling and you stand under it and you get protection from the elements? Is that an Isra Bahana? That is a discussion in the Achronim, whether just the Shem Hashem itself. What Isra Hana is that? Is that Mi'ilah? It's not Hektish. Is that the Isra Mi'ilah? Or is it just inappropriate? Inappropriate. You should have Shem Hashem, on the wall. from a non-Jew, which is a lemaisa. Do you have, we have Shem Hashem anywhere else in the shul? What about the shivisis that that one has? If you look in the tshuva, interesting tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden in Shelos Yavis in Chelak Bey, Simon Kuf Mem, he had a tshuva where he was asked about a woman yarshined from her grandmother a ring that had Shem Hashem on it. Any problem with Shem Hashem? So now they have a certain type of style of necklaces with psukim on it. So that's a whole shiloh. Could you wear those psukim into the bathroom? You have to put it inside. Or a woman has to put it inside her shirt, not to get whole psukim. There's a whole line of jewelry. But here's a question: it was a ring with Shem Hashem. Broda shalta bali yatcha biyerusha tabat shashem chakuk betocho imuter lahanicha beetzba. So tshuva, davar zeh nimsa b'sefer Chavos Yair. Look in the Chavos Yair. He talks about this, and he quotes our Gemara, and he says in the continuation, avo b'korah shekasa b'Hashem, avo b'shenito Hashem makomo kadosh lefisha huktzo l'tashmishol shol shem to logar mishar tashmishi kedusha debay geniza. We're going to learn, even if you scrape out the name, it still has kedusha because the thickness has kedusha. Once you write something somewhere, umemele efshita bayad dehua din bechosam zeh shenita mimenu Hashem. You want to say you just took off the outer layer, but the setting of the ring was made and it was huksa for the entire ring, and the entire ring has Hashem on it. The akati bekedusha seikoi for those who tachlas achosam shekenegan makam chakikas Hashem bavad el akol tabas naso otashmish shekoli kara asui lemoshav oeven o achosam for lo efsha. You can't just cut off the top layer. And therefore, he says, one has to be linyan lemaisa tzarech la'ayin b'nidun nidon. V'hameka wasumo so b'etzvar de chipui ksui or alav. You ought to be mekel and cover it up, maybe. Ein litvo so. Okay, don't sheish lo amal lismach. There's nothing to rely on. But he says, you have to be careful as har yisera linog bo kedusha chamura. V'hamachre v'noso b'toch tik v'nosno b'kiso shebebigdo alav tavo birchas tov. Basically, I wouldn't walk around with it, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. I would put it away, put it in a double covering, if you want to wear it, but one has to be very careful. You have Shem Hashem there. Shem Hashem there. Can melt it. You have Shem Hashem there. I don't know if it's an issur of destroying it. So, says the, so that is Rabbi Yaakov Emden assumes that there really is an issur. Either way, if it's an issur, whether it's just an appropriate, back to our Gemara. So there's a meisve. So the Likach Chavim gives this board to a shul with Shem Hashem on it. So if he had L'Shem Shamayim, Das Yisrael on it, so you just got to cut it off. V'yish Tamish B'Moser, and he could use the rest of it. V'yim Lav, and if not, Tuna Geniza. Why? Chashin and Shema B'Libel HaShamayim. Again, if not, then you don't know what his kavanas were, and therefore you just have to put it away. So Taima, the Gemara is now Medayik. The shame kasav alei to buy geniza. The only issue here is because the shame is kasav alei. That's why you would need geniza. Ha ein shame kasav alei lo buy geniza. But mashba, if there was no shame Hashem, it wouldn't need geniza. So why does Rav say earlier that you would need geniza if a guy gives something and you don't know what his kavana was? Comparing shame Hashem and hafrasha, we're comparing those two. So the Gemara says, no, who adin da'avodi she'ein sham kasav alei nami by geniza. The issue isn't the Shem Hashem specifically. Even without Shem Hashem, you would need geniza like Rav said. V'hakamash v'lan, ti'avagat the Shem kasav alei, yogud v'yishtemesh b'mosa. The Chiddush is, even if Shem is kasav alei, you could cut it off and use the rest. The Shem shalo b'mkomo, lav kadosh. Because the Shem that shalo b'mkomo, it's not on a Sefer Torah. It is somewhere else written. So then it is not makdish the surrounding areas. So if you cut off just the area, under it is not. So this was the discussion that Rabbi Yaakov Emden just had. Whether you say, Shalom b'mkomo is makadish. Shalom b'mkomo can mean two things. It can mean Shalom b'mkomo, it's not in the normal place where it's written. Or it can be, it's not makadish, the outside of it. Either way. Titzan, as the Mishnah says, we see on the side, it's a Mesecha Sofrim. Titzan, ha'yikasav al yados ha'kelum, v'yalkari amita, ha'riz a yogud v'yignos. If you have a Shem Shemaim written on the handles of a kli, or on the edge of a bed, right, so then ha'riz a yogud v'yignos, right? Also, that's a raya of Hashem, Shalom b'makom, it sanctifies itself. You have to cut it, but then you have to be gonizit. This issue of what status Shem Shamayim gives is a big discussion. L'maisa. First of all, the Rambam says in Yesodia Torah, right, he quotes our Gemara, and he says, Klisha Hashem kasav alav, kotzeis es makom Hashem begonzo. Yet the cut off Shem Shemaim, he's still not allowed to use it. Afilo haya Hashem chakuk b'kli matchis, o b'kli zchuchis, v'hita chakli. What you said before, right? Let's say if you smelt it down, if you're in on something, you're not allowed to do that. That's called destroying Shem Hashem, elachotech es mekomo, v'gonzo, and you have to put it away, but the rest of it would be okay. It would be okay because it is shelo b'mkomo. What if it's b'mkomo? What about b'mkomo? What if is the Shem Hashem? It's a big discussion. What about the margins on a Sefer Torah? Does that have Tusha Sefer Torah? Or let's say somebody is cutting and pasting for a shear. I don't know anybody who does that. Cutting and pasting for a shear, and then you cut out a certain marmakom, so the parts of the Sefer that you cut off, that has to go into Shemus, into Geniza. What about the edges that have nothing on it? It's the blank paper around. Does that have to go into Geniza? So that's this issue, that is that Shem Shelo B'mkomo, or that's B'mkomo? That's a question. V'chein, and it continues, it might cause Shem Kosev al Basara. It's Gemara in Shabbos. What if somebody has a Shem Hashem written on there, they got a tattoo with God's name on it, and then they became Baalei Tshuva. What do you do there? Big Shaila. Either way, this is the discussion that the Rishonim talk about. But one important point, and that is the Rambam says, you have to know who's writing it. Who's writing it? Says the Rambam. Kisvi HaKodesh, all of them, you know, there's this Isser to and one has to have proper cover for it. Ba'med dvar mamurim b'kisvi HaKodesh shekasvu osan Yisrael b'kedusha. Avol min Yisraeli shekasav sefer Torah, sorfin oso ima askarah shebo. Mipnei she'enu ma'amin b'kedushas Hashem. A goy is better than a min. So if somebody is, that's why it comes up. Sometimes you find things on the more so in chutzlaris, but sometimes you find missionaries paraphernalia and publications where they talk about, they have Shem Hashem written there, a lot. So, is that, a lot of those are written, you have to know, if it's written by a goy, then it might be better, but Lord, those are written dafka l'shem, l'shem api karsis. Suppose you could just throw them out. The Rambam says to burn them. Okay, just throw them out. But either way, that is, in terms of a non-Jew versus a min writing it. There is, moving over now, talking about Shem Hashem, in Yeridaya, in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Reish, find the simen. Reish ayin vav. The Shulchan Aruch discusses Shem Hashem in various contexts, and the Shulchan Aruch says at the end of the simen, let me find it at the end of Reish ayin vav. Quotes our Shulchan Aruch. Kli shayakasev olav Shem kotis makam Hashem begonzo. As we said, Ramah va'aser lichtov sham Shem lachadchila shelo b'sefer. It's aser lachadchila to write Shem Hashem anywhere else besides the sefer. The Yuchalava Ledebi Zion. You're not supposed to write. Where are you supposed to write? You're not supposed to write Shem Hashem anywhere. Volachain Nisharin Shelo Lichtov Shem Beigeres. That's why we have to be careful not to write Shem Hashem on a letter. V'yesh Nisharin Afilu Bemilas Shalom Shelo Ligmark Sivaso. Quoting the Ma'aril, Shalom is Shem Hashem. So therefore, there are those that don't write the name Shalom in Hebrew because that is Shem Hashem. Shelo Ligmark Sivaso. My ninth grade Rebbe never wrote my name. Shin Lamed Vav with a smidgen. That's what he wrote. He was machmer for this Ramah. I didn't know about it till later. But anyway, but then the Shach says, Rov ha'olam ein nishar in bazeh. Most of the world is not nishar in this. It's mutter by Shalom. And then the Piskei Tshuva says another reason, Leheter. Piskei Tshuva, there are a couple of Piskei Tshuvas in a row here that are very interesting. First of all, he quotes from the Panim Meiros. He says, what does our Gemara say? The yados a kli. Dafka, the handles of a kli is a bizayin. Because you're going to be mamashmesh. Every time you hold a cup, you're going to hold it with your hand and it's going to rub out. But if it's in the part of a kli or some other area that's going to give it kavod, you just want to always think about God, so then maybe that's less of a problem. That's why Dafka the Gemara says yados. Dafka be yados shemakim bizayin. She yidea kol mamashmesh in bohem. V'yavle de mechika v'chem bakari amita avo a kli mechubad. Yishom de mutu lushtamish bo. Kiva da shem shalobim komo eino makadish kol a kli. V'yisr shimish bishvil bizayin Hashem. But when there's no bizayin, no problem. I don't know, maybe what if somebody wants to get Shem Hashem written on a wine decanter that's going to sit on the Shabbos table? Again, the Ramah says pashas don't do it. It's probably not a good idea. You're going to wash it. It's going to get rubbed out. But the Panamira says maybe it depends where it is. And then he quotes the Kosvim. Where else did this come up? Some people write Shivisi Hashem ben Dalet Osios v'shar Shemos v'bnei Shalvisis, and they put it up on the wall. He says you got to be very careful, right? If the Shivisi is going to be in a place where it's it can have a minhag b'zayin if it's stuck on the wall in front of the chazan. Okay, if it's framed on a wall. But also, one has to be careful what's going to be done in the room where the Shem Hashem is open to. One has to be very careful, says the Pesach Yeshuv about this. Then he quotes the Radvaz about the name of Shalom, and he says, the only time that it would be a problem is if it's in the context of giving Shalom to somebody. Shalom Aleichem, to write in a letter. That's what the Ramah is talking about, because there it means Hashem's name. By Boaz, right? The story of Boaz. You greet Hashem with Shem Hashem. V'yom alakotzim Hashem imachem, and you brach Hashem. So when you say Shalom Aleichem, we spoke about this at Parshas Yer a couple of weeks ago. A couple months ago, that you want to say, God is with you. That's what you, when we say to somebody, by Shalom Aleichem. But, if you're just writing a letter and you're saying there should be peace in the world, right, Shalom not used in the context of Shem Hashem, oh, be ploni la ploni, I hope you've made up with so-and-so, and I'll add, or it's somebody's name, right, so then, that even the Ramah might say it's mutter. Even the Ramah would say it's mutter. That's what he thought. Avalim balich tov sheish shalom ba'olam o bein ploni leploni vechayotzei bazeh shu sipur dvarim ein tzarach lizar sharein machavein l'shem v'lo chayev alei kedusho lachim mutter lichtov milas emes. That's what you're allowed to write the word emes, even though it's chosam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you don't have in mind that you're talking about Shem Hashem. So therefore, arkan daitos. That's the tshuva of the Radvaz in Simin Reish Beis. Again, that's an important pischei tshuvas that... that are involved in Yoredeya, Simen Reish Ayin Vav. Okay, Re'u, even though it's with an ayin, Simen Re'u. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. So we learned the sugya of Shem Shalom Bimkomo is not Makadish, but Bimkomo it is Makadish in terms of the cloth. That is why you can't rub out Shem Hashem in a Torah for two reasons. Number one, it's an Isra Mechikas Hashem. Number two, there's Kedusha on the cloth right here of Shem Hashem, so you can't write another word there. The phrase, if you had in mind to write it. Okay, weiter. Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav Bavua. Omer Sela Zulit Staka, Mutal Shanosa. Totally new topic. If somebody says, I'm going to give this money to Staka, you're allowed to be Mishana. You're allowed to change it and use it for a different need. Rashi says, Litzrachav. If you need it, so you say, I'll give this Staka later. I just need this money now. I didn't realize it. Sover Mina, so we thought it meant La'atzmo in La'acher Lo. Only La'atzmo you could use it, and not give it to somebody else. Why? Because we assume that your das when you were mafresh it looks Staka was, well, if I need it before I give it, I'm going to use it. That's why it would be limited to La'atzmo and not La'acher. Itmar Amarav Ami, Amarav Yochanan bin La'atzmo bin La'acher. You know, it's even mutter to give it to somebody else if they need it. Amarav Zira, Lo Shanu Ela Da Amar Allah. This is only if he said a lie, that's where we would allow him to use it. Aval Amar Harezu Bina Boila Misfe. But if he says zu, like the language of an Adava, then you gotta give this one. You say, I'm gonna give this shekel. Then you gotta give that to Tzaka. So we're more machmir. Maskavla Rabba says just the opposite. Ada Rabba, Ifla Mistava. Just the opposite makes sense. Amar zu. If you say zu, Mishtamishba, we should have let you use it. Why? If you say zu, then you really shouldn't use it. So if you use it, you're considered shaleach yad in somebody else's property. And therefore you're going to be even chayev ba'achrayis now. Even an ones occurred. So it's good for the poor people. Because now you're accepting on yourself more responsibility than before. So if you say harizu, we'll let you use it. Aval amar alai, lo. Right, but if you say a lie, she's just the opposite. A lie would say you're not chayev b'achrayis, and the, like a neder, and therefore we would not allow you to use it. Ela loshnas. Either way, Rava says I don't think it makes a difference. A lie or zeh, both cases, one is what allowed to or not allowed to. Loshnat, Rashi says mutter. You're allowed to use it in both cases. Says the Gemara, continuing. Tanya kavase de Rava. Neder tztaka vein hekdesh tztaka. The Bryce has a very difficult to understand phrase on the surface. A neder is staka, and hektish is not staka. My ka'amar, lo neder staka, lo hektish staka. What do you mean? Neither it's staka. A neder is a promise, and hektish goes to the base of Mikdash. What does that mean? So, elo lav achi gamar, this is what it means. Staka harehu b'val ta'acher. What does it mean that a neder is staka? A halacha of neder, of b'val ta'acher, not delaying fulfilling my neder, applies to staka. The Enoch Hektish. And that exact veil is not exactly like Hekdesh. There's a difference in halacha. Staka is has the halacha of a neder, and you don't have the same halacha by staka as you do by Hekdesh. That's what you have to add in. The ilu Hekdesh, asur l'shtamushe bei. Because by Hekdesh, it's from ilu once you give it. The ilu staka, asur l'shtamushe bei. But by staka, one is allowed to use it. And there's no chilukim there. Whether it's a lie, whether it's Hare Zeh, that's the Raya, that's the Tanya Kavase. Period. Amar Rav Kahana, Amrita L'Shmaitze Kamei Derav, Zvid, Minarada. I told Rav Zvid this statement. What statement? That there was a Lashon of the Brisa that says, Sela Zulat Staka, and then added on to that was the discussion about La'atzmo, or La'acherim, and Hare Zu and Alai. But Amar Rav Zvid, when he heard this, said, Atun Achim Asdis Allah, you have that version. Anan Achim Asdin Allah, we have the following version. Amar Nachman, Amar Abba Baravu, Amar Rav, Homes El Azul Staka, Mutav Lashanosa, Bein La'asla, Bein La'acher, Bein Amar Alai, Bein Amar Harezu. We have it all as one big statement from Rav, not an original statement with comments that were added on. Period. Tanu Rabbanan, Sela Zu Litztaka. If I say this money is going to go to Staka, Achelo Bas Liara Gabai, before it comes. Why are we talking about this here, by the way? Why does this come up here? We'll see soon, but it has to do with people being, the Ovi Kachavim is being Makdish and giving money to the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about regular Staka, which is connected. Sela Zula Staka, so Achelo Liara Gabai, before the Gabite Staka gets it, Mutala Shanosa, you're allowed to use it for something else. Misha Bas Liara Gabai, also La Shanosa, but once the Gabai gets it, you cannot. You
can.
So let's talk for a minute. First, Tosfos. Tosfos is printed on Amud Beis, even though it's on this line. Tosfos, Achelo Bas, major machlokas we shown him. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Baruch, Piresh. What does Mutala Shanosa mean? Mamish, le mitzvah acheres. Rabbeinu Baruch says you're even allowed to use it for a different mitzvah. You were going to give it to Tztaka, and instead you could use it to buy a lulav. Could even switch it to there. Vimnada Adam Zel, it's Tztaka Laniyim. You could use it for a mitzvah acheres, as long as the Gabbai didn't get it. Tosa says, doesn't sound that way. Lishanosa doesn't sound that way. He quotes from Ramosha Me'avira, from his brother's Ksavim. Either way, Tosa says, you know what Lishanosa means? To use it for stuck in another way. To lend somebody money, right? And to, for sure, if you're allowed to lend somebody money, for sure to use it for another tztaka. As long as it wasn't given yet, you can be mishanit. If it's already a big, what about if it's in a tztaka box? What if you have a tztaka box at home that says, if you have a tztaka box that's generic, doesn't have, it's your own tztaka box, just a tztaka on it, give it to whoever you want. But what happens if it's a specific organization tztaka box? You got to change it. Or is that called already shel gabai? That's a big discussion. There's definitely shitas lachumra. That if it's already designated in that box, how can you change it? Really, like, given to them. It's a big discussion. If you look in the In the Rishonim in Baba Kama, we discussed the Riff in Baba Kama, when somebody is no derlet staka, whether they're allowed to be chozerbo or not. So that's a discussion. Do we say the principle of amirasa legavoa, kimisirasa lehediot, do we say that principle by staka or not? That is a discussion of the Rishonim in Mesechus Baba Kama. But either way, Argamar says, so as long as it didn't get to the Gaba yet, then it is allowed to be switched 2 days in Tosfos, whether to any mitzvah or at least to a different type of staka. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true? For Rabbiana Yazavu Paro, what do you mean? Rabbiana, even after it was given to the Gabbai Tztaka, he was the Gabbai Tztaka. So he used to give it out, and Para, he used to use it. So for other things, even after it was given to the Gabbai Tztaka. So Shani Rabbiana, no, Rabbiana was different. The Nichaluhu La'aniyim, the Aniyim were happy if he would take it out of the Tztaka collection already and use it. Why? Tekama Demashi Ma'asi Umaisilu. He would use it, then there wouldn't be so much Tztaka, he would need more, so he would go and get people to get more Tztaka, and then he would pay back his own, so he'd end up getting more Tztaka for the Aniyim that way. So therefore, the Aniyim weren't upset if Rabbiana, the Gabbai Tztaka himself, would use it for other needs, because he would end up making more money for them. Period. Tana Rabbanan, Yisrael Shiasnadi Minoru near the Beis HaKnesses. Let's say somebody donated something to a shul. Asur Lishanosa. You can't be Mishana. You can't change it. Again, it's very, all these cases are very Lamaisa. You want to give something to a shul and then somebody wants to switch it. You want to give it to a different staka. Asur Lishanosa. Sabar Rebchia Bar Abba Lameimar. Loshna Ledvar HaRishus, Loshna Ledvar Mitzvah. Rebchia thought to say, even after you, it's Asur Lishanosa for anything, even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Like we said by Tztaka, you could be Mishana it. What if it was never used yet? Does that make a difference? That gets into the Stuka, the Sugya of Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana La Milsa. which comes up by Beis HaKnesses, which comes up by Beis HaKisei, whether you just designate it, but you didn't give it yet. By a non-Jew who gives something to a shul, before the Bailam's name is Mishuka, meaning, while it's still identified as his item, you can't be Mishani. Why? Because he's going to come to the check out the shul, he's going to say, oh, what are you using my thing for, and you, it won't be there. So Mishanish Taka, Shem Baila, Mutala Shanosa, then you're allowed to use it. So Lamai, what are we talking about in this context by a goy? That you're allowed to be Mishana after Nishtaka Hashem, after the name is forgotten. Ilema Lidvar Harishus. If we're talking about Dvar Rishus, you could use to change it. So my Arabic Khavim, why does it say by a non Jew you're not allowed to change it? I feel Yisrael Nami. Even for Yisrael you're not allowed to change it. So El Lidvar Mitzvah, it must be the context by a guy, is Lidvar Mitzvah. And that's the chiluk between Nishtakeya and Lo Nishtakeya. Vitaima, and the reason by a guy, you can't be Mishana it before his name is Nishtakeya and forgotten. It was Tovik Achavim Udapai, because he's going to scream about it. He's going to say, what's going on here? Where's my item that I gave as a donation? Right, poi, from the word Shifran Pua, poet Savalad. Abel Yisrael, Zelo Poi Shapar Dami. But Yisrael's not going to be screamed so much. And then Shapar Dami, right? The big joke about the forest, switching the name of the forests, right? So-and-so is coming, right? You gotta switch the name. So, that sounds like Jews also scream. Okay, the Gemara gives Dalenkov's chus to the Jews, and they're not gonna scream Shapar Dami, and therefore you'd be able to switch it again for another mitzvah at least. L'shem mitzvah acheres. Good. Shazrak Taya. Shazrak is the name of a non-Jew. Taya. Shazrak Taya. Indiv Shragala Bekanishta. He gave candles to a shul, the Rabbi Yehuda. Shanye Rechava Vekpid Rava. Rechava changed the purpose of whatever it was given for, and Rava was Makpid. Or Ikad Amri, Shanye Rava Vekpid Rechava. The Ikad Amri, Shanye Chazani de Pumpadisa, the Gabayim changed it. The Ikpid Rechava Vekpid Rava. And they both rabbis were upset. Manda Shanye Sava, so if they were Mishane, why were they Mishane? We just said you can't be Mishane. Sava de Voshkiach. They felt that the non-Jew who donated is never going to come. He gave it for the shul, so we'll use it for a different mitzvah. Maybe he will come, and therefore one cannot accept it. Tosfos in Bo'abasra, an important line in Tosfos, Tosfos says that we accept staka from, we give staka for a non-Jew to a non-Jew, but darkei shalom. But do we accept from non-Jewish sources? Also, very lamaisa for various organizations. You know, do you accept staka from a lot of times the Christian right? Wants to give staka for similar purposes as Orthodox Jews, right? Different, whether it's for Israel, you know, or purposes, sorry? Right, a big Shiloh that a lot of the organizations have to deal with. So Tosfos there says, how can we accept staka from this Shazrak Taya? Right, so Tosfos answers, Hasam Taima Mishum Dahavi Kamo Karbon. It was like a karbon. Therefore, you're allowed to accept it. How was it like a karbon? It stuck like a carbon. It was totally given. Unclear exactly what Tosfos means. But if it's based on the connection of carbon, Achronim suggests, the Beis Yosef writes, that it must be only a non-Jew then. A mumar would be worse. We don't accept carbonis from a mumar, a Jew, a heretic. So, also, an interesting discussion, do we accept money for yeshivas, for shuls? You have to know the sources. It might be better to accept from a goy than to accept from a heretical Jew. From a non-frum Jew, you have to know, is it a Tidush HaNishpo or is it a Meshumad? You have to do the research. Okay, either way, next Mishnah. Hagoseis v'hayotzei lehare. Okay, spend a couple hours on this Mishnah. Tomorrow, by the way, is the abortion Mishnah in Shas. Erech and Dav Zayin. That is, Isha Yotzei lehare. Do you wait till she's teleid? So we'll see how much time we have for that. Hagoseis v'hayotzei lehare. Lo nidev lo nerach. Goseis, somebody who was on their deathbed. V'hayotzei lehare, or going out. Lo nidev lo nerach. They have no value, and they have no value in Nedarim or Erechin. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia Omer Ne'arach. No, they have a Ne'arach. That's objective. Rishadam of Ketsuvin. They're not Nidar because nobody's going to buy them now on the slave market, but they are Ne'arach. Rabbi Yossi Omer Noder Umarach Umaktish. They can be Noder Marach Umaktish. What does that mean? We're talking about objects, and now Rabbi Yossi brought in as subjects. So the Gemara will talk about what the machlokas is. V'im hiza chayiv, and if these people are mazik at a time when they are on death row, then chayiv. We don't have time to read it. Maybe we'll read it first thing tomorrow. Rav Shechter has a beautiful piece in Ikvei Atzon about what the definition of a goseis is. Somebody who is in the process of dying. Dying doesn't mean one moment. Most, explains Rav Schachter, there's a tahalich. Tahalich ha-misa. And that's why there might be certain halachas of misa that have already kicked in, and certain halachas of misa that have not kicked in. Ironically, it might be a kohen who's sitting with his relative, we'll read it tomorrow, a kohen is allowed to be matami for one of the seven krovim. Or even a mitzvah maybe, to be matami for the seven krovim. But maybe that might only apply after death. But yot, but omeid lamus in the talich of death, maybe a kohen already has the isser of tumah, but not the heter of a karev there. Lamdis wise. But they're not going to tell a kohen when they have a relative who's a ghost to leave the room. But at least lamdis wise that might occur. Anyway, we'll read that tomorrow. Let's just do a little more. Bish lama ghostes lo nidar de la bar damimu. Find a ghostes is not nidar. Lo narach de la bar hamad barachu. He can't stand up. El yosi li hareg. Bish ma lo nidar de la bar damimu. El lo narach amaylo. Why can't somebody who's going out to be narach? He has a value. So the Tanya. Because the bride says, "Minana Yosei Leharik va'amar Erki Alai Shalom Arklum." If somebody says, "My Erk upon me," if he's Yosei Leharik, it's meaningless. The Tan Lomar Kol Cheirem da Lo Yipade. That pasuk is an inclusion. Anybody that pasuk's talking about don't accept money for a murderer instead of killing him. So we dash it from there. This case too. Yochal Afilu Kodesh Shneig Bar Dino. You might think even before Gbar Dino, he has no Erich. Tan Lomar Mina Adam Lo Kol Adam. Right? Oh, it's a limit. What does he use kol cheirim for? Rabbi Shimon ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha Omer, lafisha matzinu lemumasim bidei shamayim shenostim mamon mumischaper lahem. Because we find by somebody, certain people are chayim misa bidei shamayim. For example, who theoretically are chayim misa bidei shamayim. If your animal kills somebody, shenemarim kofar yushas alav, you could accept money for that. Yacholaf bidei adam kein. You might think bidei adam also. Also, you could pay a kofar and save yourself from being killed. Tamalomar, no. Kol cheirim lo yipadeh. No way. Ein yala misos chamuros, sholunit nashigasim lechapara. Maybe this only applies to serious misos, stringent misos, who never have a kapara aspect to it, like magade frashi says, or cursing your father. Bishogig, there's nothing to do. Misos kalos, shenit nashigasim lechapara minayin. How do you know that this applies even by misos kalos? You can't accept money instead. What are misas kalos? Avodah Zarah, Chilul Shabbos, Baal Arayas. Right, all of these. Rechayv Achatas, if you do a b'shogig, maybe there you can accept money even b'mezid. Tamalom or kol cheirim, no way. If somebody's chayv misa for b'mezid, you can't accept money for them. Right, there's no money accepted. Okay, we'll stop here. Measure me tomorrow. We'll start with that piece in Rav Shechter, Nikvei Yatzon. It is piece actually on brain death. It's a piece in Nikvei Yatzon, and then we will continue. Hopefully the Parsha Shir was given last night. Hopefully it's up already. If not, it should be up soon. And we will continue with Erechin, Dav Zayin, Beth Hashem tomorrow.